When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin. Hey, everyone. This is Stephan James from Project Life Mastery. Today, we're going to dive into index fund investing. How to make sure that you become a millionaire in your lifetime through investing in index funds. Now, in this video, I want to share with you what index funds are. If you don't know anything about them, I want to make sure you understand what they are. And I'm going to show you some examples on my computer as well. I want to show you how you become a millionaire over time through the power of compounding, which Einstein said is the eighth wonder of the world. He said that those that understand it, earn it. Those that don't understand it, pay it. So you want to make sure you understand the power of compounding. I'm going to share with you the exact index funds and ETFs that I personally invest in and hold myself over the long term, which I think are an important must-have staple for any investor out there, especially if you're a beginner. And I'm also going to share with you how to get started investing in an index fund, even if you've never invested in anything in your life. You don't even have a stock brokerage account, you don't know anything about investing. I want to make sure that you know enough to get started today. Now, before we dive into what an index fund is, I want to first share with you the power of compounding and through investing in an index fund over time. I'm going to throw some numbers at you. Now, let's pretend for a moment that you could put aside $100 a week to invest. $100 a week. Now, one of the most basic investing principles out there is to pay yourself first. Right? So the job that you have, the income that you receive from your job or your business, the most important decision you're going to make is to take a percentage of that to put it aside, that you don't spend on anything else. Your bills, everything can wait. You put that money aside for your future, to invest for your long term, to ensure that you become financially free and financially secure once you enter into retirement or even earlier than that. That's one of the most important things that you can do. Now, how much should you pay yourself? The average that people say and recommend is 10%. For you, that might be a stretch. Maybe it's less than that. For me, it was less when I first got started when I was 18 years old. And I remember I just put aside a small amount of money every single month. But maybe for you, it's more. You know, if you could do more than 10%, great. The better, the faster that you're going to get there. But let's just pretend for demonstration purposes, you could put aside $100 a week. That's $400 a month. And you can invest that. And let's pretend that that amount of money was compounded at a 9 to 10% annual return. And the 9 to 10% is the historical average of the market, the S&P 500, which is what we'll get into and use as the benchmark of this. Now, let me show you some numbers. If you did that month after month, after 5 years, how much money would that be worth? $100 a week for 5 years, investing it at a 9 to 10% compounded annual return. Well, that would be $31,121. Great amount of money, but not that significant just yet. After 10 years, though, that would grow to $79,003. It's a lot more. How about 15 years? 15 years would be
$677. After 20 years, that amount of money would be $266,033. 30 years, though, it becomes $708,799. At 35 years, that amount of money would make you a millionaire. And at 40 years, that amount of money would be $1,756,989. That's incredible. That's staggering. That over time, just being consistent, $100 a week, investing 9 to 10%, compounding over 40 years would get you $1.7 million. That's the power of compounding. That's the power of having time on your side and just being consistent week after week, month after month. It might require a sacrifice, but that's how you become a millionaire in your lifetime. And this is one of the most important things that you can do and understand. You know, if you can make the money earlier, great. If you can invest more money, great. If you can become a millionaire in your business, great. But for me personally, I started this when I was 18 years old, and I still plan to become a millionaire earlier than that. I became a millionaire at 27 years old through my business. But through this strategy of itself, I wanted to make sure that I set myself up for success regardless of what happens in my business, my job, my career. If I mess everything up, if I start a business and I fail, no matter what, I would be taken care of long-term in my future. So this is one of the most important decisions you make in your life, and the earlier that you start, the better. So starting right now today is the best time. I mean, yesterday was the best time. 10 years, 20 years ago was the best time. The second best time really is right now today. So let me share with you another example. Let's pretend there's two different people, two different scenarios. One person's 19 years old, and the person starts investing at 19, and they contribute $2,000 into their investment account every single year until they reach the age of 27 years old. So for 8 years, that person's investing $2,000 a year. And at 27 years old, they stop. They don't put any more into their investment. Another person, on the other hand, they start investing at 27. Okay, they did not invest from 19 to 27. They start investing at 27 years old. This person, on the other hand, contributes $2,000 to the account every year, but they're doing it for a longer period of time, from 27 years old, $2,000 a year, till they're 65 years old. Okay? Which person, by the time they're 65, let me ask you, ends up with more money? Well, the answer is the person that was only 19 to 27 was investing $2,000 a year. That person ends up with over $1 million, $1,020,000, at 65, well, the second person ends up with $805,000. That's a $200,000 difference. The main difference of why that person ended up with more money than the person that was investing more and investing from 27 to 65 that many more years is the power of compounding and starting early. Because one of the most powerful benefits of this is understanding that time in the market is everything. The earlier that you start, the younger that you start, the better. The sooner that money will accumulate and grow and amass to large sums. So that really demonstrates the power of compounding. Okay. And I know a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to wait that long. Well, no matter what, you set yourself up. No matter what, you got to decide, you know what? This is my long-term strategy. And yes, you do that while simultaneously, if you want to pursue wealth and start a business or do other types of investments, you can. If you can become a millionaire sooner than that, great. But this is something that will ensure and guarantee that you get there. It's very hard to mess it up. Business, your job, your career can be quite easy to mess that up because we're prone to human mistake and errors in judgment and emotions and all these things that can get in the way. But if you automate this month after month, you put money aside, you invest it, you don't touch it, you're building a golden goose, and the golden goose lays the golden eggs for you, and it's going to ensure that you are financially free in your lifetime. So what is an index fund? An index fund, in my opinion, is the best vehicle to start with. An index fund is an exchange-traded fund, an ETF, that is a group of companies, a basket of companies, a basket of stocks that you're owning, but you're only buying one stock, one fund. You can buy it on the stock market, the stock exchanges. You buy one stock, and that one stock owns the top, let's say, 500 companies in the United States. That's known as the S&P 500, the Standard & Poor 500. So the S&P 500 owns the top 500 biggest companies in the United States, and the United States is the world's largest economy. You got diversification by owning it, by owning all different types of sectors, right? You're owning, you know, financial sector, you're owning some of the big bank stocks like JP Morgan Chase and Bank of America. You're owning some of the biggest tech companies in the world like Apple and Amazon and Google and Facebook and Tesla. You're also owning energy stocks and getting exposure to that market, such as Chevron and ExxonMobil, communications like AT&T and Verizon. So you're diversified, and by investing in an index fund, you're mitigating your risk. There's a lot less risk because you're not investing in one specific company. See, if you were to invest your money, let's say $10,000 into Tesla or to Amazon or to Google, one of these companies, that could be a great investment. But you don't quite know how that company is going to do over 10 years, 20 years, 30, 40, 50 years from now. There's a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of uncertainty, and there's so much risk in putting all your money into one company. On the other hand, if you were to take that $10,000 and invest it in an index fund, you're getting exposure to Tesla and Amazon and some of these big companies, but you're spreading out your investment a lot more. Something happens to Tesla, your money's gone. But if something happens to Tesla and you own the index fund, your investment is still intact and it's still going to be solid because you're not putting all your money in one basket. You're diversifying it, and that is a much safer bet. And it's much safer to bet on the US economy than one individual company. So that's why I think index funds is so powerful. You get diversification. You're being exposed to many different sectors. And it's a more safe and secure long-term investment. Now, another thing about index funds is that they're passive. And so, you know, it's not like investing in a mutual fund that's actively managed. So one thing that is a very common thing in this investment world is that most people that try to pick stocks, most active fund managers that are trying to pick stocks and time the market, they're trying to buy low and sell high, and they're doing trading, that's very unpredictable. You can make a lot of money in the short term, but over time, 10, 20, 30 years, it's very hard to beat the market. It's very hard to beat the S&P 500. In fact, one piece of advice that Warren Buffett said, I'll read you a quote. Warren Buffett, one of the greatest investors of all time, and in my opinion, the greatest. He says that a low-cost index fund, which, by the way, that's one of the greatest advantages as well, is that they're low cost. And so some of my favorite index fund product would be through Vanguard, and they have some of the lowest fees in the industry. And their fee, for example, for that Vanguard S&P 500 index has an expense ratio of 0.03%. So that means for every $10,000 you have invested, you're only paying a $3 fee. Because it's passive, there's no active management, there's no manager that's buying and selling and trading. On the other hand, with a mutual fund or someone that is doing stock picking, there's a much higher fee with that. And you gotta understand that fees matter. Fees can compound over a long period of time. So Warren Buffett says this, a low-cost index fund is the most sensible equity investment for the great majority of investors. By periodically investing in an index fund, the know-nothing investor can actually outperform most investment professionals. Because over a long period of time, guess what percentage of stock pickers beat the market, that beat the S&P 500? Only 4%. 96% of stock pickers can't even match or beat the market. So over time, you're better off through it. Here's another thing that Warren Buffett said. He said, over the years, I've often been asked for investment advice, and in the process of answering, I've learned a good deal about human behavior. My regular recommendation has been a low-cost S&P 500 index. Exactly what I'm sharing with you here today. So if it's good enough for Warren Buffett, he'd recommend that for most investors out there, especially the great thing about it, doesn't require any skill, doesn't require you to have to evaluate companies and look at balance sheets and try to determine whether or not this investment that you're going to make is going to grow and appreciate over the long term. It doesn't require that at all. And it doesn't require checking in on the market on a daily basis, a weekly, a monthly basis. It doesn't require to keep up to date with all the latest news of what's going on. I don't know about you. For me, I run a business. I'm pretty busy in my life. I don't have the time to keep up to date with some of the investments that I make. And so it's more passive for me, a more set it and forget it approach by investing in a low-cost index fund. So hopefully that makes sense to you what an index is. And let me actually come to my computer right now and give you an example of one of them. One of my favorite index funds that I invest in, I've recommended it. It's one of the most popular ones out there. And that's the Vanguard S&P 500 ETF. Okay, an ETF. And the stock symbol for this, the ticker, is VOO. So right now I'm on Yahoo Finance. If you go to Yahoo Finance or you go into your stock brokerage account, which by the way, I do have a video that shares with you me investing $10,000 into this stock. So if you want to watch that, I'll link that below for you. But if you were to go to your stock brokerage account, type in VOO, that's where you can view this investment and you have the option to buy it. But here on Yahoo Finance, I like to use this for doing some of the research. Now, if I scroll down here, here I can see the net assets. So this is $630 billion is the net asset of this one fund. And there's actually many others that also track the S&P 500 as well. So the Vanguard one is not the only one out there. The more popular one actually that's more liquid is the ticker for that is SHY, S-H-Y. They both essentially are the same thing. This actually pays a dividend. So out of the top 500 companies, it takes the average of what the dividend is, and it's a 1.56% dividend. So that's dividends that you get paid out by being a shareholder of this. And the expense ratio that you can see here is 0.03%. But if I come down here, this is showing me the top holdings of this ETF, of this index fund. So these are the top 500 companies in the S&P 500 and the percentage of the assets. So if you were to invest in this, you're getting 6.73% of Apple, 5.6% of Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, Tesla, Google, Berkshire Hathaway, which is Warren Buffett's company, Johnson & Johnson, JP Morgan Chase, and many others. So you can actually see what the holdings are and the diversification that you're getting through it. And if we were to read the fund summary here, it says the investment seeks to track the performance of the benchmark index that measures the investment return of large capitalization stocks. So large cap are the biggest stocks in the S&P 500 in the United States. So that's essentially what this one is. Now, another one that I like that I'll share with you is known as a VTI. This is the Vanguard Total Stock Market Index Fund. This ticker for is VTI. And if we're to come down here, we can see the yield of it is 1.43%. Expense ratio is also very low at 0.03%. Here's the top holdings of it. Okay, very similar, but the difference between this one is the total stock market. So this one is not only going to just hold large cap stocks. Where does it say? Right here, it says includes large, mid, small, and micro cap stocks that are regularly traded on the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ. NASDAQ is primarily the exchange of tech companies. And so by investing in this one, it's a little bit different. It's not holding the top 500 in the US, but it's also holding mid-cap and small-cap and micro-cap. So it's more exposure to the entire US stock market. So that's another index fund that I like that gives you a bit of a different, different sense of allocation in your portfolio. Another one that I like is the Vanguard Total World Stock Index Fund ETF. The ticker for this is VT. Now, this one is not just in the United States, it's the entire world. So it holds some of the biggest companies in the entire world so that you're getting global exposure. And this one pays a dividend of 1.66%. And you can see, again, the net assets are much higher at $24 billion. Expense ratio is a little bit higher at 0.08%. And you can see the ones that are held here. Now, a lot of them are still U.S. Companies and getting exposure to it, but there are some from China like Alibaba and Tencent Holdings. And you can view all the holdings of this, but it gives you more broad diversification and exposure. Now, if you're in Canada, okay, these ones I should mention are available if you're to buy in the United States, the U.S. exchanges. However, you might be watching this, maybe you live in Canada, maybe you live in Europe, maybe you live in a different part of the world. I'm not familiar with all the different exchanges in the world, but for me as a former Canadian living in Canada, the VFV.to is the Vanguard S&P 500 that you can buy on the Toronto Stock Exchange. So this is also one that I hold. If you don't want to set up a US exchange and convert your money into US dollars, there's an option in Canada as well. And look, if you're in Europe, wherever you are, you can actually set this up and still invest in the US. Or perhaps you want to invest in, you know, the European Union, the top companies in Europe. You can invest in an index in China. You can invest in many different types of index, many different baskets and groups of companies. But for the most part, I'd recommend a beginner and even if someone that's more advanced, to make sure the base of your portfolio when you're first getting started would be in an index fund, and ideally something like the Vanguard S&P 500, the US economy, the biggest and the greatest economy in the world. So that's what I personally do. That's what I invest in myself. There's many other different types of indexes that you can go outside of, such as real estate, or if you want to buy an index in utilities, utility companies or energy companies, there's many others you can branch out and do. I recently even invested in an ETF that owns psychedelic companies, companies that are investing in companies that are on the cutting edge of psychedelic drugs. I've even invested in one that holds all the top cannabis companies. So you can buy different indexes in different groups, but I'd always recommend starting with the S&P 500, build a base from that, as well as maybe the global one as well. I think Vanguard's have the best products out there. That's what I invest in, and that's what I recommend for beginners. So I'll link these pages for you below in the description of this video so that you guys can check them out if you'd like. You can investigate them. I'd recommend whatever I share with you, don't just take it as gospel, that you go out there, you research it, you do your due diligence as well. And I think you'll find that there's a lot of content that support index funds, and the ones that I'm sharing here are some of the most popular ones out there. So how do you actually get started investing if you've never invested before? Well, I actually have a video that I'll link to in the description that shows you how to get started investing as a beginner. But a few important things I want to mention to you here first. In order to invest and to buy a stock like an ETF, which is an index fund on a stock exchange, you need a stock brokerage account. And there's many that you can open up that might be different based on where you live in the world. I'll link to a few below in the description, but one popular one is known as Webull. Webull actually has an offer right now where you can get two stocks for free by opening up an account and making a deposit of $100. So this is a great way to start because you can get some free stocks as a beginner, just being incentivized to open up an account with them. And I'll link below for that. If you go to www.projectlifemastery.com/Webull, then you can go to this page here and take advantage of this promotion. Another great one that I use is Interactive Brokers. The great thing about Interactive Brokers, you can set it up no matter where in the world that you live. So I'm a resident of Panama and I set up my Interactive Brokers account, which gives me the ability to invest in the US stock market as well as the Canadian stock market and really all over the world if I choose to. So if you are in a certain country that maybe, you know, you're not quite sure how you can start investing in US companies or Canadian companies or whatever it might be, Interactive Brokers can be a great option for you as well. I'll link that below for you. And there's many other great ones, and I've shared those before in another YouTube video. Now, when you set up your stock brokerage account, you're gonna wanna deposit some money into it, and you're gonna wanna decide how much money you're gonna get started with as an investor. And the key to it is making sure that you contribute to your investments over time. So you decide a certain amount of money that every single month that you're gonna put and invest into your index fund. Okay, this is really important to make sure that things will grow and compound over a long period of time. Now, a big mistake that a lot of people try to do is they try to time the market. You know, right now the market might be high, so they're waiting for it to drop. They're waiting for a pullback. I think that's a mistake if you're always waiting to try to time it, because you're never going to be able to time it. Nobody knows whether it's going to go up or whether it's going to go down in the short term. We can all safely say, though, that over the long term, it is going to go up. It is going to grow. The US economy is going to grow. These companies and the S&P 500 is going to continue to grow as it has throughout history. So the best thing you want to do is decide a certain amount that you get started with, but you don't invest all of your money up front. You put in a certain percent, and then maybe every month you put in another certain amount of money. It could be $400 a month. You could do it every week. You could do it every month. I'd be consistent at least every month at minimum. And by doing it every single month, or, you know, on a consistent basis, you're doing what is called dollar cost averaging. And dollar cost averaging means that sometimes you might buy it when it's high, but other times it might go down the next month and you're buying it when it's lower. And then it might go back up again. You might be buying it while it's high. It might go down. It might crash. The market could crash for, you know, a month or a few months or even a year. But during that time, you keep putting in that money month after month after month. You're buying it low. And that's going to benefit you as the market bounces back and it grows over the long term. The key to this is thinking long term and not getting caught up in the short term. Don't worry too much about the short term. Oftentimes, one of the best thing an average investor can do is put their money into it and not even check for months, just forget about it and just know that over time it's going to grow. And even better if you can automate it where you don't even have to think about it. The key also is to not touch the money, because a mistake that a lot of people make is that they sell their investments when they get scared. If the market does drop, they get scared, they want to sell their investment, and you know, they try to use it on buying a car or buying something else. That's the big mistake that a lot of people make. This is money that you don't touch. This is money that eventually, as it grows, you're going to be living off this money. And even once it does grow and you become a millionaire, let's say at 65 years old, you do not want to touch the principal. You want to just live off the interest or the dividends that your investments provide, or a certain percent that you might sell every single year. Because you still want to make sure that your portfolio is growing that 9 to 10% return year after year, which has been the historical average of the S&P 500. So you want to make sure that you don't kill the golden goose that's laying the golden eggs, right? The golden eggs, that's what you use to support yourself, to live off of at some point. But your golden goose, you always make sure that you protect that. You don't sell it. You don't trade it in for a car or a house or any other anything else out there. You make sure that you keep that, you contribute to that over the long term. And that's how you'll become a millionaire in your lifetime. So that's how you do it. If you enjoyed this video, give it a thumbs up. And if you want more content from me on investing and personal development and building a business, subscribe here on Project Life Mastery. Make sure that you turn on the bell notification so you get notified of future videos. And again, all the things that I mentioned in this video, I'll link to below in the description so that you can get started today. Thanks for watching, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next video. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.